W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A big announcement from President Trump and his Department of Health and Human Services. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Without providing specific evidence linking them, President Trump says pregnant women should not take Tylenol because it can be associated with an increased risk of autism.
All pregnant women should talk to their doctors for more information.
He said ideally they shouldn't take it at all, but
if you can't tough it out, if there's a problem, you're going to end up doing it.
So what should pregnant women take instead?
There's not an alternative to that. And as you know, other of the medicines are absolutely proven bad. I mean, they've been proven bad.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says the announcement is not backed by the full body of scientific evidence and dangerously simplifies the many and complex causes of neurologic challenges in children. Jimmy Kimmel returns to his show tomorrow night after ABC lifts its indefinite suspension after his comments about the shooting death of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in L.A. on what ABC owner Disney has to say.
They say, quote, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. They go on to say it was a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. And after those conversations, we reached a decision to return the show on Tuesday.
Sinclair says it will preempt Kimmel across its ABC affiliates when it returns. President Trump demands Attorney General Pam Bondi file charges against his political enemies, among them New York Attorney General Letitia James. This as Lindsay Halligan takes over a key federal prosecutor's office in Virginia days after her predecessor resigned. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Lindsay Halligan was a Trump aide, former Trump lawyer. She represented him in the classified records case that was dropped in 2024 in Florida. And there is concern that if you have a loyalist in a prosecutor's position, a loyalist may do the work of the administration in addition to the work of the Justice Department.
A West Point law professor is suing the school and its leaders, claiming denial of free speech. Loyola law professor Lori Levinson.
It looks like in response to executive orders and other statements by the administration, the military academy is withdrawing books, telling professors what they can say and do, what they can publish, and even what opinions they can express in the classroom.
The Missouri Powerball player who won half of a $1.7 billion jackpot on September 6th says he plans to take time off and enjoy the experience. The other winner bought the ticket in Texas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 98.9 WXCO.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The good news is, for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is, it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-2 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, some patchy fog, and also some showers and a few thunderstorms out there too. Morning lows in the upper 50s, or winds will stay on the light side. Tuesday, areas of fog, then mostly cloudy. A couple of showers in the afternoon with highs climbing to the upper 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, some seasonal fun in Wisconsin's many pumpkin patches and corn mazes, plus our weekly visit with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. Also leave a voice note if you have the app at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a jam-packed Monday coming up for you. Jocasta Zamarripa is a alder person in the city of Milwaukee, and she is running for Secretary of State. So she's going to be joining us after 9:30 to talk about her candidacy and what she would like to do in that position. Hour number two, frequent guest and friend of the show, Corrine Hendrickson, is going to be joining us right after the 10 o'clock news. Corrine, of course, ran a daycare center in New Glarus for many, many years.
Yes.
And was a big proponent and supporter of, obviously, daycare providers and had to close.
Yes.
She had to close after all these years because it simply wasn't financially viable anymore. And she has been inspired to run for office.
It makes sense for Corrine.
It does.
I mean, if you've seen half of the interviews she's done just on this show alone, not just the network, it makes sense she's running now.
It really does. And I think there's a lot of folks like her, too, who are finally like, I've had it. We're not getting anything done. We're not getting any responses. The responses we're getting are less than satisfactory. So Corrine Hendrickson joining us in hour number two to talk about her candidacy. She's going to be running against Howard Markline. Longtime Republican, and there will be a primary as well because she's not the only Dem running in that area. But Corrine joining us after 10 o'clock, last half an hour of the show, we will lighten it up as we always do with the segment we call Audio Sorbet, where we take a breath to get away from the news. This came up last week when we were kicking things around and we were talking about grocery shopping. Not talking about the prices of groceries. That's an entirely different discussion.
That's not a sorbet discussion.
No, it's not. But when you go to the grocery store, are you a shopper on a mission or are you a wanderer?
Can I widen it just a little bit?
If you like.
Do you also go non-traditional now with all the other options available? Like the shopping, delivery.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that too.
Feel like there's so many ways to be a shopper now.
But some folks go in to the grocery store with a list. It's like, these are the seven things I need. Mm-hmm. And then boom, I want to go in and out.
Yeah.
And there are those of us who may go for a little wander, waiting for something to jump out and say, cook me.
And you always leave with Oreos anyway.
Oh, yeah, and ice cream. I don't know how that happens, but we'll talk about that after 10:30. Grocery shopping. Do you shop on a mission or are you a shopping wanderer? And then we'll wrap it up with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it's the Let Me Out edition. It's a good one.
Yeah.
You're going to want to stay tuned for that. Hey, it is underway today.
What, Jane?
Our new multi-state text to win green and gold contest.
What?
Here's how it works, my friends. Grab your phone. If you don't have it yet,
yeah,
go to your Play Store. Go to Google Play or wherever it gets you apps. What? Yeah.
your Play Store.
That the thing.
Go
where
to
do
the
you
place.
Buy the things?
Go to the place with the thing and get the thing
and
on your phone.
And then download it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Get Civic Media app. Get the Civic Media app. It is completely free. Yeah. You have to have the app in order to take part in this contest.
Mm-hmm.
And our daily prize now.
It is amazing.
It's pretty great. It's go for the green and gold.
Yes. And.
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 So we're talking about $200 cash and gold jewelry every day for the next 2 weeks. And then the grand prize, two club level indoor seats to Green Bay against Minnesota in Green Bay on November 23rd at noon, and a gas card to get you there and back.
We are very nice at Civic Media.
That's a great prize.
That's a great. I have had the opportunity of sitting in those seats.
The indoor seats?
Oh my gosh. You'll never. Like, yeah, those bleachers. Give me warm. Give me comfy. Hey, I'm going to go to this game and I'm going to take my jacket off.
That's bold.
Yes. There
That's
you go.
Bold.
There you go.
So you've got a whole bunch of chances to enter.
Yeah.
But you can only enter for an hour.
Correct. Yes. That's the other
1 hour. This is this is different than the last time that we did this.
Yes.
So when I give you the word to text in via the app, you only have until 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And you also want to be signed up for our notifications.
Yes.
Because that will tell you that your entry has been accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Spelling counts.
Spelling counts. Absolutely. And honestly, if there's misspellings, we do a really good job, at least on our show, of letting people know.
Trying to tell you to re-enter.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want you to miss out. And we understand that fingers get in the way or you mishear words.
Well,
so
you're
yes.
in the car and you're doing things.
Also, pull over and do this.
Please. Here's the word.
Oh, boy.
Do we have a little... Calvin, you want to do a drum roll?
There we
Thank
go.
Thank you. The word this hour is coin. C-O-I-N. The word this hour until 10 o'clock is coin, C-O-I-N. Text in the word coin until 10 o'clock, and you are in the running again for some pretty great prizes. Every day, one person's going to pick up $200 in cash and gold jewelry and then be in the running for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats when Green Bay is at Minnesota. Green Bay home game November 23rd at noon. Gas card to get you there and back, $1,550 value. The word is coin, C-O-I-N. Text in the word coin. Your next chance will be in the 11 o'clock hour with Tom Hartman. Mm. 1 o'clock hour with Tom Hartman.
Oh, cool. All right.
3 o'clock hour with Todd Alba.
All right.
5 o'clock hour with Maggie.
Yeah.
And 7 o'clock hour with Pete Schwabe. A whole bunch of chances, and it's everybody has a different word.
That's seven chances. I had to look at my fingers.
It's this many people.
It's
many chances. So text in the word coin, C-O-I-N. Coin is the word to text in until 10 o'clock this morning for our multi-state Go for the green and gold.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all the text.
Text to win contest. It's great. I love seeing entries come in. Jana from Waukesha and Sarah in Green Bay and Mark in Jefferson and Teresa in Madison and Fred in Cottage Grove and so many more. Keep them coming in. Coin is the word. C-O-I-N. And good luck.
Good
we'd
luck.
We'd like to. Last time we were in this.
Yeah.
Our show won.
And then we retired because we won so handily, and I don't want to feel the stress again of this ever again. So we are retired from winning.
We're not going to be competing with Hartman and Todd Alba.
There's so many opportunities to enter.
That's true. There's a billion ways to enter.
There's a whole bunch
of shows.
Didn't I tell you like a trillion times not to exaggerate?
I think it was several trillion.
Yeah, I think so too.
Coin is the word. C-O-I-N. And we'll remind you over the course of the hour because we want you to get in the running. And then again, your next chance with a new word will be in the 11 o'clock hour with Tom Hartman.
Okay.
Wanted to start off with this. This is something we've talked about many times.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it should be a hard thing to get done.
No.
Representative Scott Krug, Republican, appeared on WISN's Upfront yesterday morning. Republicans set to propose sweeping changes to ballot drop boxes ahead of the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Supreme Court ruled.
Yes, they did.
That drop boxes are fine.
They're great. Perfectly legal. Perfectly safe.
They are perfectly safe.
They're the safest thing in the world.
It's a good thing. Scott Krug, vice chair of Assembly Elections Committee, said on Sunday on Upfront, "We've worked really hard with stakeholders across the spectrum, Democrats in the legislature, even talking to the governor's office about almost everything that's been in these bills. To say we haven't done our homework on these are just Republican wish list ideas, I think that would be a stretch." Krug says, "I think it's fair to say some of these things Republicans may not like either. This bill includes multiple election-related issues, including allowing election officials to start processing absentee ballots the day before Election Day. This has had bipartisan support repeatedly."
It's passed the Assembly before as
repeatedly,
well.
Repeatedly, mm-hmm. And then goes to the Senate where they kill it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my estimation, they don't want this because this takes away one of their completely bogus claims.
Correct.
About ballot dumps.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, mm-hmm. in Milwaukee.
Something that, you know, they've used many, many times. I mean, and there have been many, many ways to fix the problem, whether you're talking about what we're just discussing now, which is a bill to allow people to start counting ballots the day before.
And actually, it's not even counting them.
Yeah.
It's just processing them.
Processing.
So
yes.
it is a different thing.
Yeah.
And we'll include these articles in our show notes so you can read this for yourself, because it's not even counting them.
Yeah.
It's just getting them checked.
And ready to go. Yeah. And there has been, you know, we had numerous opportunities to do this, and they've killed it in the Senate. They've poo-pooed it. They've said all sorts of terrible things about it. And really, it always comes down to the fact that Wisconsinites agree on this one. I think a lot of Republicans agree on this one. It's finally just becoming overwhelming to the point where they have to do something, because the narrative of ballot dumps and, you know, all this bad actors doing these bad things, it's just never proven, and it's a waste of time. And it makes it harder for these people, especially at places like Milwaukee, Madison, that have a lot of ballots. It just makes their jobs really
harder.
I mean, do you remember 2020 when people were surrounding these buildings, screaming and yelling at them when they were just trying to do their job? So we're going to so really quick for the show notes, I just want to let everyone know three things for this topic. There's going to be two articles on it, and then I also included the interview that Mr. Krug did with Upfront as well.
Matt Smith, yep.
And I will say the interview is interesting because while they want to do this, there are some provisos, and one of them being that drop boxes have to have 24-hour surveillance,
yes,
via live stream, via camera, live streamed on the municipality's website at all times.
Yes.
So basically, what you will see is a camera pointing at a mailbox waiting for people to put their ballots in, which I assume that, you know, a municipality has more than one, so they'll have more than one camera available.
Well, and not necessarily.
Okay.
There might only be one drop box, but yes, if there are multiple drop boxes, they will need multiple cameras.
There you go. And that means that that's going to cost money. And Mr. Krug addresses that point in the interview, saying, how about some of these municipalities that can't afford all that technology? Well, I guess there's grant money now.
Is there?
Yeah.
You mean grant money like was offered by Mark Zuckerberg's foundation?
The old version of Mark Zuckerberg when he cared about democracy.
Right.
No, yeah. They got rid of that one. We can't do that because we voted on a constitutional amendment which did away with all outside help. Not outside money to influence our election, outside money to help
process, to run elections.
Exactly.
That's what the money was for.
To give resources to these local county and city clerks that would allow them to run their elections easier and simply. Yeah, we got rid of that. And so, but now there's grant money, and it's coming from probably our surplus.
We'll continue this discussion.
Exactly.
In just a moment, join us at 855-752-4842. Don't forget the word to text in via your civic media app is COIN. C-O-I-N. You have until 10 o'clock. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. We're coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, it is underway. Our multi-state text to win green and gold contest. So many chances to win.
So many seven.
So many chances now, to win.
Now, if you've already participated, there are only five left. After you,
oh, that's right, because it was Pat already. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But if you have not entered yet, grab your phone. Open up the Civic Media app.
Here I go.
Text in the word COIN.
K-O-I-N.
No, C-O-I-N.
Sorry.
Text C-O-I-N. In the word COIN.
Gotcha.
C-O-I-N. Text in the word COIN by 10 o'clock, and you are in the running for $200 cash and gold jewelry. That is our daily prize. And then everyone who enters is in the running for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay and Minnesota. It's a home game November 23rd at noon. This includes a gas card to get you to and from the game. Pretty nice.
All of that would cost me a big amount of COIN.
It would. And that is the word COIN. C-O-I-N. Text in the word COIN. If you do it correctly, you will get a little message from us that lets you know that it went through.
Yeah.
That's why we ask that you get notifications so that you know that you entered correctly. And you do get one free bonus round.
What?
One free bonus entry.
What country are we living
in? It's a great country. So once you text in the word coin, and then you get that message back, and it will give you an option of doing, follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or do some action.
Mm-hmm. Sign up for our brand new newsletter.
Our daily Civic Media newsletter, which is really pretty great.
Civic Media Today. I was going to say Civic News. Civic Media Today, the new newsletter.
But again, if you do one of those actions, that will get you a bonus entry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you only get one.
Correct.
So let's not go crazy. Not get crazy. Coin is the word. C-O-I-N. Coin. Until 10 o'clock, your next chance. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you in the 11 o'clock hour and the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Then Todd Alba with a new one at the 3 o'clock hour. Maggie Dawn at 5 p.m. Pete Schwabe at 7 p.m. during Nightlight.
It's just too many chances,
so
I tell you.
So many chances to win. It's pretty great. Coin is the word right now. Text in the word coin via the Civic Media app, just like Ann in Watertown and Tanya in Madison and Dana in La Crosse and Kevin, who doesn't want to tell us where he is.
We know where you are, Kevin.
No, that's fine.
I don't know where you are.
Coin is the word and good luck. Before we went to the break, we were talking about ballot drop boxes. Republican Scott Krug was on WISN's Up Front yesterday talking about. And this is a quote from Representative Krug. Because of the makeup for the Supreme Court, we know drop boxes aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, that one hit me pretty hard in the face, too. I felt like that was his way of saying if the makeup of the state Supreme Court were different, this wouldn't be a problem. In fact, if the makeup of the Supreme Court were any different, we wouldn't even be talking about this bill either, because they would have the voting the way they want, which, by the way, Jane, I don't know the way they want.
They want in-person day of voting only.
But do they? Because Brian Schimming spent the better part of a year getting people to bank their votes with the understanding that we need to embrace early voting, embrace alternate ways and legal ways of voting that are protected and not new.
No.
I think this is the thing, Jane, for me, that, like, if you hear me talking about this story, you should be excited. All right, cool. Scott Krug, a Republican, is putting forth a way to help expedite our election process. That's great. But unfortunately, it comes with caveats and all these little sprinkling in of words that say things like, well, because we don't know what's going on. No, our elections are safe. We know this. There's no proof of widespread fraud. There's no proof of, like, medium fraud. There are people who get arrested for illegal voting and they get thrown in jail or they get fined. But pass a law that helps Central Count do their job. Keep these ballot boxes where they are because they are legal, they are protected, and they are safe. I'm talking to you, Doug Dinney in Wausau.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Stop trying to sow not fear, but that basic, you know, distrust, which grows into fear, which grows into, well, I heard, Jane, that they were taking those ballots and they were throwing them in the Mississippi River because they made sure that all the Trump ones were jettisoned.
I still would like someone to explain to me how people who are on the same ballot won their election, but Trump lost that election, and they want to toss out the results because Trump lost, but they won. I would really like someone to explain to me how that worked.
I would like someone to apply cold, hard scientific logic to that idea. And I'm waiting for the calls. I'm waiting for the texts. I'm waiting for the emails, but they never come because let this be another time I have to say, if you have information, send it. If it's real, verified, written by a credible news source or a scientist or a group that did the research, send it along. Jane, would you love to blow something wide open and be like, oh my gosh, we found out blah, blah, blah. But it never happens because it doesn't exist. I got to take a moment.
Good. The bill, it does, again, in return for this allowing processing one day early, in return for this, as you mentioned, the bill includes numerous security changes for the drop boxes. 24-hour video surveillance must be live streamed on a municipality's website. Ballots also have to be transferred from the drop box to the storage facility under the constant supervision of a law enforcement officer. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with this. News is coming up next, and when we return, we will be joined by Milwaukee Alderperson Zocasta Zamarripa is going to join us to talk about her run for Secretary of State. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, texting the word COIN on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and his health department link autism to acetaminophen.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says the announcement is not backed by the full body of scientific evidence. A week after being pulled from the air after commenting on the death of Charlie Kirk, Disney announces Jimmy Kimmel's show will return to ABC tomorrow night. Syracuse University media professor Robert Thompson.
Folks at ABC and Disney were getting a lot of pressure from everybody, from unions to celebrities and these big petitions.
France, during the UN General Assembly meeting, says it supports a two-state solution in the Middle East. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinogrand.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio actually warned that Israel itself could engage in a counter-reaction to this momentum behind recognizing a state of Palestine.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The good news is, for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is, it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-2 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. The Dawson's Creek reunion was missing one of its biggest stars Monday night at a planned event to raise money for cancer. James Vanderbeek was supposed to be part of the read, as he was the man of honor. The Varsity Blues star was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer last November, so Dawson's Creek castmate and friend Michelle Williams put together a table read of the pilot script that included original cast members Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson. Vanderbeek ended up having to bow out due to stomach pains, but had a pretty heavy hitter as an understudy in Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. If you're a Tom Holland fan, your spidey senses were probably tingling over the weekend. The actor suffered a concussion on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. Variety reports that Holland was injured while filming in Glasgow, Scotland for the film that is set to be released next summer. This is the first time Holland has put on the spidey suit since 2021's Spider-Man No Way Home. I said the word spidey way too many times. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, some patchy fog, and also some showers and a few thunderstorms out there, too. Morning lows in the upper 50s. Our winds will stay on the light side. Tuesday, areas of fog, then mostly cloudy. A couple of showers in the afternoon, with highs climbing to the upper 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, what's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now.
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examinations? See, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney James Santel as we discuss the Supreme Court's dismantling of all independent agencies. Oh my goodness. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is underway, our multi-state text to win green and gold contest. You have until 10 o'clock this morning to text in the word COIN, C-O-I-N, text in the word COIN, and you are in the running for our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and then in the running for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay against Minnesota at home November 23rd at noon, and a gas card to get you to the game. The word to text in is COIN, C-O-I-N. We had Bob from Madison. C-I-O-N is not how you spell coin.
It's Kian.
Kian. Sion. Bob from Madison, give it another try. C-O-I-N. C-O-I-N is the word to text in. You have until 10 o'clock. We're delighted to be joined by Milwaukee Alderperson Jocasta Zamarripa as she is running for Secretary of State. Jocasta, good morning, Alderperson. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me this morning.
Absolutely. We're delighted to have you. Tell us, first of all, Alderperson, what is the role of Secretary of State? What would you bring to that role? Why is this important?
Well, I would love to try to fill our current Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski's, shoes and being our Secretary of State. Although over the years, the Republicans have removed several of the duties of the Secretary of State, including many staff of the Secretary of State's office, I know after meeting with Sarah Godlewski, there are still a tremendous amount of important duties under the Secretary of State, and I'd like to continue the work she started. And I would also like to grow the office. We have a chance to pick up the majority to hang on to the executive branch, and I believe Democrats want to restore many of those duties as well.
What are some of those duties? What would you like to see be restored to the Secretary of State position?
Well, you know, right now we know that the Secretary of State does some really important things like maintaining the oaths of office. Republicans tried to pull some shenanigans around the oaths of office. Particularly, I'm thinking about Supreme Court Justice Protasiewicz. They tried to play games in asking for her oath of office. So we have to make sure there's no shenanigans there. I want to continue to maintain our oaths of office. I want to continue to maintain our vital records. The Secretary of State still maintains all the vital records in the state. So I want to continue those duties, absolutely. And we'll see what the electorate wants to see restored into the office, what the Democratic majority will want to see restored. But there was a time going way back when that we oversaw elections. So we'll see what the electorate says to me on the campaign trail and what they'd like to see.
I would think in this day and age, preserving records is kind of a vital thing when it feels like information is being intentionally disappeared.
Oh, absolutely. And especially with, unfortunately, the election denying and whatnot that the Republicans have unfortunately been playing around with. We have to make sure we maintain the integrity of the Secretary of State's office and keep it in Democratic hands.
You are in the City Council of Milwaukee. You are running for office. I imagine you are talking to people all the time, whether it's knocking on doors or going to events. What are you hearing from the constituency, the voters, on what they want to see you bring to the office, as well as what do they want to see brought to Madison as far as passing laws, you know, education, things of that nature. What are you hearing from our voters?
Right now, and I'm just starting the race, as you guys know, I'm a couple of weeks in. We are in, we have just begun Hispanic Heritage Month in the last week. So I find myself going to many events centered around our Latino community. I've been attending quite a bit of Democratic Party events, and they are excited about the prospect. My Dems are excited about the prospect of making sure I help to get out the vote for Democrats up and down the ballot. To make sure that I help whoever is our candidate for governor, that I'm committed to helping them. They know that I'm a team player and that I will help us to get that trifecta that we're hoping for. The Hispanic Heritage Month events that I find myself going to in this last week, honestly, the pride that it instills in many Latino Wisconsinites at the possibility of electing the first statewide Latino to elected office, I can tell it instills a lot of pride. They hope that I'll continue to be a voice for this growing community that finds themselves, frankly, under attack, particular immigrant families from our federal government right now.
If you're just joining us, we're joined by Milwaukee Alderperson Jocasta Zamarripa, and she has put her hat in the race for Secretary of State. I'm glad you brought that up, Alderperson Zamarripa, about because famously a larger proportion of Latinos voted for Donald Trump this time around, even with all of the mass deportation now signs that we saw at his rallies leading up to the election. Is there a lot of surprise, do you think, at the way the Trump administration has gone about this? There's another article I saw this morning that said that the number of people that ICE has taken into custody are still not they're not criminals. They have not been criminally charged, or they have not been convicted of anything yet. What are you hearing from the Latino community about the way this is being handled?
There is surprise. There were Latinos, as you noted, that supported Trump. They believed that he would only deport the bad ones or the criminal element. But the truth is that Trump sees us all as the bad ones in the criminal element. And so he is following through with his campaign promise. And I think that some Latinos, I hope that they feel, those that supported him feel and understand that regret and that it was he was the wrong choice. And again, it is part of the reason why I want to run for this office. I'm hoping to galvanize the Latino community here in the great state of Wisconsin so that they see if they have the right to vote, they need to vote in every election and that they should be voting for Democrats, the party that has stood with immigrant families at every turn. I hope that they see that we are the party that wants to welcome them in and weave them into the fabric of the great state of Wisconsin.
Where do you think the messaging went wrong? Because, again, obviously a larger proportion of the Latino population voted for Republicans last year. And as you said, it seems the Democrats are the ones who are actually bringing forth policies that help people on the lower economic scale, but yet there is a disconnect in the messaging.
Well, you know, I think that there, unfortunately, is blame to go around. You know, I represent, and as you probably know, I served a decade in the state legislature before becoming an alderperson here in the city of Milwaukee. I represent a supermajority Latino district, and as proud as I am of that fact, it is also the lowest voter turnout district in the state. It was when I was a very young volunteer for the Democrat Party and I discovered I lived in the district. The lowest voter turnout is the reason it was the catalyst for me to get in to this work. It's when I realized that this would be my life's work. And so my goal has been to increase that Latino voter turnout. And yet, you know, it's hard to make that pitch to the Democrats when money is so tight and they want to focus on those higher voter turnout areas. We end up being, being last on the list.
Yeah.
Yes. And so my hope too, to walk into this statewide position is to be able to really implore my Democratic Party and my state party to make this investment. We have to invest in this community or we are going to lose them. And I think we're starting to see that, unfortunately, as you noted, Jane.
I think, that message of being skipped over or forgotten about is so very true in what you're saying, and also can be applied to so many places around the state, rural areas, farmers, folks who are just small business owners. They feel like, you know, they're being talked at by certain politicians, but not spoken with. And I'm wondering how, you know, that fire that you have for your community and making sure they are counted and they are looked at and recognized, how do you plan on bringing that message to those other communities around the state who want to vote to say, we see you, you are heard, and we want you to be part of the conversation and part of the election and get out and vote? How do you plan on getting out there and having those conversations?
By physically getting out there to every corner of the state, because that's my concern too. Yes, I have this tremendous responsibility to this to the Latino population in this state to be a representative for them. I was the first Latino woman elected to the state legislature. I was the first Latina woman elected to the Common Council in Milwaukee. But I want to represent, and I do represent, all of my constituents. So thank you for asking me that. I know that it starts with me getting out there across the great state of Wisconsin so that they understand that I want to represent them no matter what part of the state that they reside in. And I think that I started that effort back when I was a state representative in the assembly, when I would join my colleagues and go across the state, go to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and knock doors for my candidate, for my colleague, Steve Doyle. We were able to flip that seat. I was held for decades under Republican control. Steve Doyle flipped it, and it became Democrat that year that he and I were freshmen in 2011. In fact, they called me an honorary La Crosse, and I was up there so much doing doors. I've done doors in Sparta, Wisconsin, and in areas of the state where maybe I don't look familiar to them, but it I know that once they got a chance to get to know me and meet me and talk with me, to hear my Wisconsin accent, to know that I'm like they are. And I think that I can win them over, but Greg, it starts with me getting across the state and meeting them and meeting them where they're at. And I hope when I do that I'll be able to win them over and make them see that I want to fight for them as hard as anybody here on the near south side of Milwaukee.
Well, and that's what we heard a lot in other folks that we spoke to who were running in 2024. And it is about getting out and meeting people where they are, as you said, and not avoiding areas that typically don't vote for you. That is not a winning strategy either, right? You have to go into areas where some folks might take a little more convincing.
Absolutely. And as I said, I represent proudly a supermajority Latino district, but also the lowest voter turnout in the state still, even all these years later. It's something I continue to work on, but I know I have to reach out beyond, of course, the city of Milwaukee, the near south side of the city of Milwaukee, and make sure that folks see me as a voice for all of them.
Well, and it's about, and we tried as well leading up to the 2024 election, trying to encourage people. It's not sexy. Midterm elections aren't sexy. It's not the big ones that all the attention is directed at, and yet we still need to create some enthusiasm and create some desire.
Yeah.
We have to make voting cool again. We've talked about that a lot. We're trying to make voting cool again. It's cool. Everybody who's anybody votes, you guys.
Boy, when you say it that many times, it really sounds cool, Jane.
I really convinced you on that. Yes. We're going to continue our conversation with Milwaukee Alderperson Jocasta Zamarripa. She is running for Secretary of State in our great state of Wisconsin. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ahoy, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans. When we moved here, yeah. I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
like,
tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And don't forget, you have a little over 7 minutes to text in the word via the Civic Media app. Text in the word COIN, C-O-I-N, by 10 o'clock, and you are in the running. It is our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text-to-win contest. You can pick up $200 cash, gold jewelry. That's our daily prize. Mm-hmm. Our grand prize are some really great tickets when Green Bay plays Minnesota on November 23rd. You got a whole bunch of chances to enter. Right now, you want to enter by 10, text in the word COIN, C-O-I-N. Your next chance at 11 and 1 with Tom Hartman, 3 p.m. with Todd Alva, 5 p.m. with Maggie Dawn, 7 p.m. with Pete Schwabba.
You know, Jane, I don't know about you or our wonderful guest, Jocasta Zamarripa or Calvin, but I'm a child of the late 80s, early 90s. And I would love to bring the gold chain back to my style. I used to rock them very much in my IOU sweatshirt. So
I bet you did.
I can't win the contest, but I can definitely, it's really inspired me to get back into the gold
the
chain
whole vibe.
Game. Yeah.
The whole
you know,
vibe.
IOU sweatshirt with some Z Cavaricci pants. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I don't even know what that is.
We're going to Skateland later.
Milwaukee Alderperson Jocasta Zamarripa is our guest. She is running for Wisconsin Secretary of State. We were talking a little bit about getting out and meeting voters before we went to the break, and we did have a text come in that I wanted to share with you, Alderperson. Jana from Waukesha says, this is why knocking on doors is so powerful. Face-to-face conversation, showing effort, and showing up at their doors. Right? Because it's a lot easier to say, yes, I am here for you, and you never go to their community.
Absolutely. That's the one thing I tell aspiring candidates when they ask to meet with me, ask me for advice. I tell them there's two things that are a lifeblood of any successful campaign, and that is door canvassing, talking to the voters, get on the doors and knock them, ask them to vote for you, and a necessary evil, the fundraising component.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which has got to be horrible. It's got to be horrible. Honestly, I can't even imagine. And I would think that that is one aspect of going into public office that stops a lot of people is the constant having to ask for money.
Yeah, it is difficult. And even after taking some time off when you don't raise for a few months and then you're getting back at it, it is that much. You just have to, it's like exercising. You just have to keep doing it consistently because it is hard.
Yeah, it has to be. In the time that we have left, Alderperson, I did want to ask you just briefly about the reckless driving problem in Milwaukee. And I know that there are a number of things that the Common Council has tried to come up with, and they're spending a lot of money on bump outs and speed bumps.
Yeah. Traffic calming measures.
Measures.
Yes.
But I also feel like there is a portion of the population that just wants to see the book thrown at some of these people who are doing this reckless driving.
Yes, absolutely. We have invested in our infrastructure in the very measures that you've pointed out, speed humps, speed tables, bump outs. These things were an investment in our infrastructure that hadn't been made ever. I mean, they're a very new kind of modern evolution to try to slow down traffic and not just depend on the law enforcement component just because it's impossible. We want to try to prevent it from all angles. And it's not that we don't also want to hold people accountable. We absolutely do. But it's just an additional component of addressing the epidemic that is reckless driving. So absolutely, we believe in a layered approach.
There's a lot of frustration, though. And again, there was another tragedy. Three people were killed in a police chase. And now I'm hearing various discussions about we should stop doing police chases because innocent people end up getting killed. But at the same time, if we don't do something to step on these reckless drivers, that's never going to stop.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I'm hearing, too. Obviously, being here in Milwaukee, the family, the mother and the two sons that was killed is tragic. They were coming home from a soccer game. Mm. We do have the perpetrators in custody, and I have every desire to see them held to the absolutely accountable to the fullest extent of the law, because it is just tragic. And when I hear, and it's mostly been Chevy, Mayor Johnson, who has been fielding the questions as people ask, do we want to keep doing police chases? The truth is that years and years ago, before Chevy or myself ever got into elected leadership at the city, it was a former chief,
yep,
Chief Flynn, who instituted this policy. And honestly, I think we're still struggling from that time that he instituted a no chase policy. I think that it was part of what created this culture. Oh. And now we're still trying to deal with it even today.
You make a really good point, and I remember exactly what you're talking about. And that essentially informed people who were stealing cars that they weren't going to chase you.
I didn't know that. Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because again, innocent people tragically get killed in these police chases. Yeah. And that was supposed to hopefully lessen that. And mm-hmm. And I think the Alderperson is right, is that that partially led to the mess that we're in now. We're just about out of time. If people want to contact your campaign, Alderperson Zamarripa, how can they do that?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I have a Gmail account, votejocasta@gmail.com. I have my website, votejocasta.com. Please join me in this effort to win statewide office and fight for Wisconsinites across this great state and keep Democrats in power and get us into the majority.
We will include all of that information in our show notes. Milwaukee Alderperson Jocasta Zamarripa running for Wisconsin Secretary of State. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. News is coming up next, and then Corrine Hendrickson will join us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump, surrounded by HHS Secretary RFK Jr., Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz, and the NIH Director and FDA Commissioner, links autism to the drug acetaminophen.
They are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy unless medically necessary.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The best recent study argues against a causal link. This is a study from Sweden looking at siblings, 2.5 million births. And when they compared siblings, so they're controlling for family genetics and other risk factors, they found no association.